Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, August 15th, 2022, through Friday, August 19th, 2022. Monday, August 15th, 2022. Owners and operators of mid-state Japanese restaurants indicted in conspiracies related to harboring undocumented workers. Zongzai Tommy Zuo, Jinpin Allen Zuo, Xiaofen Joyce Zuo, and Jianhua Jason Zuo were charged with conspiracy to harbor undocumented workers while employing them to work at various mid-state restaurants, harboring undocumented workers, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. The indictment alleges that Zongzai, Jianping, and Jinhua Zuo, along with Lai Wu, as the owners or operators of several Middle Tennessee restaurants, participated in a scheme to harbor persons who were in the United States illegally by providing a means of financial support through employment at the restaurants and providing them with housing and transportation. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. Two New Jersey men admit healthcare fraud conspiracy targeting state health benefits programs. Brian Pugh and Thomas Shallis pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud. According to court documents filed in the case and statements made in court, Pugh and Shallis were part of a criminal conspiracy in which state and local government employees were recruited and compensated to receive medically unnecessary compound prescription medication. Pugh and Shallis caused the Pharmacy Benefits Administrator to pay approximately $1.47 million and $477,958, respectively, for medically unnecessary compounded prescription medications for individuals they recruited into the scheme. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, August 17, 2022. Former president of Madison District Public Schools Board of Education and local contractor charged in $560,000 bribery scheme. Albert Morrison, the former president of the Madison District Public Schools Board of Education and local school district contractor John David, have been charged in a superseding indictment with conspiracy to commit bribery arising out of David's payments of over $560,000 in bribes to Morrison in exchange for $3.1 million in school contracts. Morrison and David are charged in the superseding indictment as co-conspirators in a bribery conspiracy count, and they are each separately charged with three counts of bribery concerning programs receiving federal funds. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, August 18, 2022. CEO of Titanium Blockchain pleads guilty and $21 million cryptocurrency fraud scheme. Michael Allen Stollery, the CEO and founder of TBIS, a purported cryptocurrency investment platform, touted TBIS as a cryptocurrency investment opportunity, luring investors to purchase BARS, the cryptocurrency token or coin offered by TBIS's ICO, through a series of false and misleading statements. Stollery admitted that to entice investors, he falsified aspects of TBIS's white papers, which purportedly offered investors and prospective investors an explanation of the cryptocurrency investment offering, including the purpose and technology behind the offering, how the offering was different from other cryptocurrency investment offerings, and the prospects for the offering's profitability. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, August 19, 2022. FBI Memphis Field Office launches Cybersecurity Awareness Campaign. The FBI Memphis Field Office has launched a cybersecurity awareness campaign to educate public sector businesses and organizations in Middle and West Tennessee about increased cyber threats. The FBI plans to focus the campaign on the following current cyber threats: critical infrastructure attacks, ransomware attacks, and supply chain attacks. Critical infrastructure attacks. The private sector controls most of the country's critical infrastructure, intellectual property, and personal data, making large corporations and small businesses frequent targets for cyber attacks. Ransomware. Ransomware is a type of malicious software that cybercriminals and nation-state actors often deploy after they have hacked into a victim's computer to encrypt data. Supply chain attacks. A business's cybersecurity is only as strong as that of its trusted vendors. Source: Federal Bureau of Investigation, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.